Welcome to the podcast of the Erasmus Plus Project Soft Skills Assessment for Generation Z. I am Holly, an AI-based voice from Voicemaker, and together with my colleague Thomas, we have compiled the most important contents in order to give teachers of Generation Z students an overview about all those competences which they need for successful teaching. The guidelines can be downloaded as PDF document from the project website. But to make it easier for you, we have also produced this audio version. In 8 chapters, we will give you a detailed description of altogether 49 skills and competences, with indications why these skills are important for Generation Z teachers. Lean back, relax and enjoy this session. But first, there is a hint. This project has been funded with support from the European Commission. This podcast reflects the views only of the project partners, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained in this podcast. So, here we go. Let's start with the first chapter, Teaching Gen Z, The Essential Guide. Here, we're diving into something that doesn't always get the spotlight it deserves, reflective skills. Now, if you're a teacher working with Gen Z students, you already know this generation is fast-paced, tech-savvy, and incredibly aware of the world around them. But here's the thing, none of that really matters if they, or you, as their teacher, don't take time to reflect. Think about it. How often do we stop to analyze our actions, decisions, and emotions? In a world that moves at lightning speed, pausing for reflection might seem like a luxury. But trust me, it's not. It's a superpower. In this chapter, we'll briefly introduce the 6 most important skills that belong to the reflective skills cluster. Afterwards, we give you more detailed information about each of these skills and why they are important for you as teacher or educator.
What exactly are reflective skills? Reflective skills are what help us learn from our experiences, tweak our approach, and make better choices in the future. And they are not just for students, they are equally crucial for educators. So, let's break it down into a few key skills that can transform the way you teach and how your students learn. The first skill is self-reflection, or the art of looking inward. Imagine you've just finished a lesson that didn't go as planned. Maybe the class was disengaged, or your explanation didn't quite land. What do you do? Without self-reflection, you might brush it off and keep repeating the same mistakes. But when you take a moment to examine your actions, emotions, and motivations, you start to understand what worked and what didn't. You become a more intentional educator. And the same goes for students. Encouraging self-reflection in the classroom helps them develop awareness of their learning habits, strengths, and areas they can improve.
The second skill we call emotional regulation, or keeping cool under pressure. Let's be real, teaching is an emotional roller coaster. Some days, you feel on top of the world. Other days, you're questioning every career decision you've ever made. Emotional regulation is the skill that keeps you from reacting impulsively when things get frustrating. It's the ability to recognize, understand, and manage emotions in a way that keeps you balanced and effective. And for Gen Z students, who are growing up in a hyperconnected world where emotions run high online and offline, emotional regulation is a must-have skill. Helping them learn to manage stress, setbacks, and conflicts sets them up for success, not just in school, but in life. The third important skill is metacognition. This actually means thinking about thinking. Ever stopped to wonder how you actually think? That's metacognition. It's like stepping outside of your brain for a second and watching how you solve problems, how you study, and how you make decisions. For students, this is a game changer. When they become aware of how they learn, they can adjust their strategies to study smarter, not harder. And for teachers, well, the more you understand your own teaching style, the better you can adapt to different learning needs in the classroom.
Skill number 4 in the list of reflective skills is analysis and synthesis. We could also say breaking it down and building it back up. Picture this, you're faced with a complex problem. Maybe it's a new curriculum change, or a student issue that doesn't have an obvious solution. How do you tackle it? First, you analyze, break the problem down into smaller, manageable parts. Then, you synthesize, bring those parts together to create a clear, effective solution. Teaching Gen Z students how to process information this way is crucial, especially in an age where they are bombarded with news, opinions, and digital content 24/7. They need to critically evaluate information, think independently, and connect ideas in meaningful ways. And now we come to skill number 5, which is evaluation. We could also call it 5 making smart judgments. We all evaluate things every day, whether it's choosing the best coffee shop or deciding which teaching method works best for a particular student. For teachers, strong evaluation skills mean being able to judge the quality of information, adapt lessons, and make sound decisions quickly. For students, this means questioning sources, thinking critically, and making informed choices, a skill that is especially vital in today's misinformation-driven world. The last skill in this chapter is feedback, or the gift that keeps on giving. This is something a lot of people struggle with. Giving constructive, useful feedback isn't just about pointing out mistakes. It's about helping someone improve while keeping them motivated. And just as important, receiving feedback. Teachers who actively seek feedback from students create a more engaging, student-centered learning environment. And when students learn to give and receive feedback gracefully, they build stronger communication skills and become better collaborators.
So, why should teachers of Gen Z students actively cultivate these reflective skills? Because this generation is different. They're digitally fluent, socially aware, and collaborative. But they also face unique challenges, constant connectivity, high levels of anxiety, and an overwhelming amount of information at their fingertips. Teachers who are self-aware, emotionally balanced, and reflective can better connect with students, navigate the complexities of modern education, and create classrooms where critical thinking and personal growth thrive. By encouraging technological integration, social consciousness, teamwork, and work-life balance, reflective skills help educators stay adaptable, effective, and inspired. So, let's take a moment. Pause. Reflect. Ask yourself, how can I apply these skills in my teaching today? Because when we become more self-aware, more adaptable, and more thoughtful, we don't just teach better, we inspire our students to do the same. That's the power of reflection.
And now we will go into more details for each of the reflective skills. In this first episode, we're diving into a skill that's not only crucial for personal growth but also essential in navigating today's rapidly changing world, self-reflection. Picture yourself in a world where everything seems to be evolving at breakneck speed. Traditional career paths are no longer the norm, and societal standards shift with every new trend. In such an environment, having the ability to pause and look inward, to really examine your own ideas, feelings, and actions, can make all the difference. This is what self-reflection is all about, taking a step back from our everyday routines and exploring our inner thoughts, emotions, and behaviors to gain deeper insight and enhance both our personal and professional lives. Self-reflection is not just a buzzword. It's a powerful tool for understanding who we are at our core. When you reflect, you're essentially creating a space to uncover your talents, recognize your shortcomings, and understand your true motivations and values. This is particularly vital for millennials, who often search for purpose and identity in everything they do. By aligning actions with personal goals, self-reflection becomes a guiding light in navigating life's complexities. Let's talk about why self-reflection is so important, especially for those who are shaping the future, like our Gen Z educators. First off, it plays a huge role in improving communication skills. Even if you're a digital native, face-to-face interactions can sometimes feel challenging. When you take time to reflect on your conversations, you begin to notice the subtle nonverbal cues and the deeper feelings behind the words. This insight fosters empathy and helps you connect more meaningfully with others.
Next, consider conflict resolution. Sometimes, avoiding conflict can seem like the easiest path, but it can actually hold us back. By critically reflecting on how we handle disagreements, we can understand our hesitations and develop strategies to address conflicts directly. This is especially important in any work environment where clear, honest communication is key to moving forward and achieving collective goals. Another significant benefit of self-reflection is gaining clarity in decision-making. In a world flooded with options and endless information, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Regular reflection helps you cut through the clutter. By understanding your biases and decision-making processes, you can prioritize effectively and make confident choices, even when the pressure is on. Self-reflection is also a cornerstone for leadership development. Imagine being able to adjust your leadership style to suit any situation, balancing collaborative tendencies with the assertiveness sometimes needed in a structured environment. Reflecting on your experiences as a leader allows you to see what works, what doesn't, and how you can continually adapt and grow. And let's not forget about professional relationships. While many of us are experts at networking online, building deeper, meaningful connections takes a bit more effort. When you reflect on your interactions, you learn how to nurture stronger relationships, be it for teamwork, mentorship, or career growth.
So, as you can see, self-reflection isn't just a solitary exercise, it's a dynamic, transformative process that improves everything from your communication and decision-making to your leadership and relationships. It's about being truly present with yourself so that you can better engage with the world around you, both in and out of the classroom. Take a moment today, pause, reflect, and consider how you can apply these insights to your teaching. Because when you understand yourself better, you empower not only yourself but also the next generation of thinkers and leaders.
And now we'll be talking about something that affects every single one of us, whether we're in the classroom, in a meeting, or even just scrolling through our phones, emotional regulation. Think about the last time you got a message that made your heart race. Maybe it was a student's complaint, a critical email from your boss, or even a heated debate happening in a group chat. In the digital age, emotions don't just happen in face-to-face conversations, they unfold in real time, in texts, emails, and social media interactions. And let's be honest, it's easy to misinterpret a tone, overreact, or let a single message ruin your day. That's where emotional regulation comes in. It's not about ignoring your emotions or pretending everything is fine. It's about managing your reactions in a way that keeps you balanced, professional, and in control. And for Gen Z teachers, who juggle digital and in-person interactions daily, this skill is more important than ever. So, what exactly is emotional regulation? Well, think of it as your internal pause button. It's the ability to recognize what you're feeling, decide how to handle it, and respond in a way that serves you best. There are two key strategies that come into play here. One is expressive suppression. That's when you stop yourself from reacting impulsively in the moment. You feel the frustration or stress, but you choose not to let it take over. Then there's cognitive reappraisal. This is where you reframe the situation and shift your perspective. Instead of thinking, "This person is attacking me," you might ask, "What's really behind their words? Is there a misunderstanding here?" And let me tell you, These skills are game changers. They help in every aspect of personal and professional life, from handling digital communication to making tough decisions under pressure.
How emotional regulation helps Gen Z teachers. Let's start with digital communication. If you grew up in the era of instant messaging, you know that tone doesn't always translate well in texts and emails. A short response might seem rude, an ellipsis might feel passive-aggressive, and a delayed reply can be misinterpreted as avoidance. But when you regulate your emotions, you learn to pause before reacting, interpret messages with a clear mind, and craft responses that de-escalate rather than escalate. This is a crucial skill in today's hybrid work and learning environments, where misunderstandings can easily spiral out of control. Then, there's interpersonal interactions at work. As a Gen Z educator, you probably prefer collaborative work environments over rigid hierarchies. But teamwork isn't always smooth sailing. There will be stress, disagreements, and high-pressure moments. When you can manage your emotions effectively, you stay calm, professional, and solution-focused, even when faced with conflict. This not only helps you build stronger relationships with colleagues, but also sets a great example for your students. And speaking of stress, let's talk about decision-making. In today's world, we are constantly bombarded with choices and information. What teaching methods should you use? Should you respond to that email now or wait? How do you prioritize when everything feels urgent? Without emotional regulation, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and fall into decision paralysis. But when you can manage your stress levels, you think more clearly, assess options more effectively, and make confident decisions without second-guessing yourself every step of the way. Of course, emotional regulation isn't just for professional settings, it's just as important in personal relationships. Whether it's a disagreement with a friend, a misunderstanding with a student, or just dealing with life's ups and downs, being able to control your emotional responses helps you communicate more effectively, avoid unnecessary conflicts, and build deeper, more meaningful connections. Instead of reacting out of frustration, you listen, reflect, and respond in a way that strengthens relationships rather than weakens them. And finally, adaptability. The world is constantly changing, new technologies, shifting workplace dynamics, unexpected life transitions. Emotional regulation is what keeps you calm and focused when everything around you feels uncertain. Whether it's adjusting to a new school system, navigating cultural differences, or dealing with financial stress, being able to stay composed and adapt is what sets resilient educators apart.
So, let's take a step back and think. How do you handle emotions in challenging situations? Do you react impulsively, or do you pause, reflect, and choose your response wisely? Emotional regulation isn't something you master overnight, it's a lifelong practice. But every time you take a deep breath before responding, every time you shift your perspective instead of jumping to conclusions, every time you choose patience over frustration, you're strengthening this skill. And as a teacher, the impact goes beyond just yourself. Your ability to regulate your emotions sets the tone for your classroom, your colleagues, and even your students. It creates an environment where calmness, understanding, and thoughtful decision-making become the norm. So the next time you find yourself in a high-stress moment, pause, reflect, choose your response. Because in the end, the way you handle emotions doesn't just define you as a teacher, it defines you as a leader.
In this chapter, we're diving into a concept that might sound a little abstract at first, but once you understand it, you'll realize it's one of the most powerful skills you can develop as an educator and as a lifelong learner. We're talking about metacognition. Now, don't let the term intimidate you. At its core, metacognition simply means thinking about thinking. It's the ability to become aware of your own thought processes, assess how you learn, and adjust your strategies to become more effective. Imagine having an internal GPS that not only helps you navigate challenges, but also recalibrates itself as you learn and grow. But here's the big question: why does metacognition matter for Gen Z teachers? Well, if you're teaching in today's fast-paced, tech-driven world, you know that learning never stops. You're constantly adapting to new technologies, managing an overwhelming amount of information, and balancing professional growth with personal well-being. Metacognition is the tool that helps you do all of that more effectively.
How metacognition impacts teaching and learning. Let's start with technology. If there's one thing that defines modern education, it's the rapid advancement of technology. AI-driven tools, virtual classrooms, interactive learning platforms, the list goes on. But here's the catch: just because a new technology exists doesn't mean it's automatically useful. This is where metacognition comes in. Instead of mindlessly adopting new tools, metacognitive teachers pause and reflect. How does this tool help my students learn better? Is it actually improving engagement, or is it just a distraction? Am I using it effectively, or do I need to adjust my approach? By constantly assessing and fine-tuning their approach, metacognitive teachers stay ahead of the curve, not just riding the wave of new technology, but using it strategically.
And speaking of too much information, let's talk about information overload. Between social media, digital news, and constant notifications, Gen Z teachers are surrounded by an endless flow of content. It's easy to feel like you need to know everything all the time, but trying to keep up with it all can be overwhelming. Metacognition helps here by allowing you to filter out the noise and focus on what really matters. Instead of passively consuming content, metacognitive teachers learn how to analyze, prioritize, and apply knowledge in meaningful ways. But metacognition isn't just about professional skills, it also plays a big role in personal relationships. Teaching isn't just about knowledge transfer, it's about building connections with students, colleagues, and the larger educational community. But strong relationships don't happen automatically. They require self-awareness and reflection. How do I communicate with my students? Am I really listening, or just waiting for my turn to speak? How do I handle conflict and misunderstandings? When you develop awareness of your own communication style, you become a better listener, a more effective mentor, and a stronger leader, whether in the classroom or beyond.
And finally, something we often overlook as teachers, our own well-being. We spend so much time thinking about others, our students, our colleagues, our responsibilities, that we often forget to reflect on our own mental and emotional health. Metacognitive reflection helps teachers recognize, am I burning out? What habits are helping or hurting me? How can I set boundaries and maintain a sustainable work-life balance? By making self-reflection a habit, teachers can prevent burnout, reduce stress, and create a more fulfilling teaching experience. So, here's my challenge for you: start noticing your own thinking patterns. The next time you're in a lesson, preparing a lesson plan, or even just browsing articles online, pause for a moment. Ask yourself, why am I approaching this task in this way? Is there a more effective way to do this? How am I evaluating the information I'm receiving? Because the truth is, great teachers don't just teach, they constantly learn, adapt, and improve. Metacognition isn't just for students, it's for anyone who wants to grow and evolve, both professionally and personally. And the more you understand your own learning process, the better you'll be at guiding others through theirs.
Now we are coming to two cognitive superpowers that shape the way we process information, make decisions, and innovate: analysis and synthesis. Now, if you've ever broken down a complex problem into smaller parts to understand it better, you've used analysis. And if you've ever taken pieces of information and combined them to create a new idea or solution, you've used synthesis. Together, these skills are the foundation of critical thinking, problem solving, and innovation, all of which are essential for educators navigating today's fast-paced, information-dense world. But here's the real question: how do these skills help Gen Z teachers? Let's break it down, first with analysis. The power of analysis, breaking it down. Imagine you're introducing a new teaching method in your classroom, but your students aren't engaging the way you expected. Instead of guessing what went wrong, you use analysis. You observe, gather data, and examine key factors. Was it the content? Was the explanation unclear? Did the digital tool you used actually enhance the learning experience? This kind of structured thinking allows you to identify patterns, pinpoint challenges, and make informed adjustments.
Now, analysis isn't just about classrooms, it's a crucial skill in workplace adaptability. In today's constantly evolving work environment, teachers have to adapt to new policies, technologies, and expectations. Analysis helps educators quickly grasp new systems, evaluate their effectiveness, and determine how to integrate them into their teaching practice. But understanding the problem is only half the equation. This is where synthesis comes in. The power of synthesis, connecting the dots. Synthesis is what allows us to take all the pieces of a puzzle and create something new. Let's go back to our classroom example. After analyzing what went wrong, you don't just stop there, you take what you've learned and develop a new strategy. Maybe you combine two different teaching approaches, integrate student feedback, or experiment with a fresh digital tool that enhances engagement. This is synthesis at work, bringing together different ideas, experiences, and perspectives to create an improved solution. And it's not just in teaching, digital fluency depends on these skills too. Think about how much information bombards us daily. Social media, research papers, educational trends, how do you separate the valuable from the irrelevant? Analysis helps you filter through the noise, and synthesis allows you to combine meaningful insights into a well-rounded perspective.
How these skills shape leadership and collaboration. Now, let's talk about leadership. Great leaders don't just react, they analyze and synthesize. They take in different perspectives, assess situations critically, and bring innovative ideas to the table. Whether you're leading a classroom, a project, or a team, the ability to analyze a situation and synthesize solutions makes you an invaluable part of any collaborative environment. And in today's world, leadership isn't just about authority, it's about strategy, vision, and adaptability. Social and ethical responsibility, making thoughtful decisions. In an era where social and ethical considerations are more important than ever, analysis and synthesis help educators evaluate decisions beyond immediate outcomes. Let's say a new policy is introduced in your school. Instead of blindly accepting or rejecting it, you use analysis to understand its implications, and synthesis to determine how it fits within broader societal and educational goals. This kind of big-picture thinking ensures that the decisions you make align with your values and positively impact your students, school, and community.
Analysis and synthesis aren't just academic skills, they're life skills. They help you break down complex challenges, make sense of overwhelming information, create innovative solutions, lead with confidence, make socially responsible decisions. So here's something to reflect on. How do you approach problems in your own teaching and learning? Do you take the time to analyze the situation before making decisions? Are you actively synthesizing new information to improve your teaching methods? The more you sharpen these skills, the better prepared you'll be, not just as a teacher, but as a lifelong learner and leader.
For the fifth skill, we're diving into a skill that every educator, and honestly, every human being, needs in today's world: evaluation. Think about it. We live in an era where information is everywhere: news articles, social media posts, blogs, podcasts, AI-generated content. We can find answers to anything in seconds, but here's the problem: not all information is reliable, and not all arguments are valid. So, how do we make sure we're not just consuming information, but actually thinking critically about it? That's where evaluation skills come in. And for Gen Z teachers, this skill is more important than ever, not just in the classroom, but in everyday life. What is evaluation? At its core, evaluation is the ability to assess the quality, reliability, and relevance of information. It's not just about absorbing knowledge, it's about actively questioning, analyzing, and verifying before drawing conclusions. Strong evaluation skills help us separate facts from misinformation, challenge biases and assumptions, make better decisions in both professional and personal life. In short, evaluation isn't just a skill, it's a superpower in an age of information overload.
Why is evaluation crucial for Gen Z teachers? As a Gen Z teacher, you grew up in the digital age. You've had a smartphone in your hand for as long as you can remember. You've probably scrolled through thousands of articles, tweets, and videos, but here's the challenge: not all of it is credible. Developing strong evaluation skills allows you to distinguish reliable sources from fake news, assess research findings critically, guide students to develop digital literacy. And let's face it, students today are constantly bombarded with online information. If we, as educators, don't teach them how to evaluate what they read, they risk believing misinformation, falling for conspiracy theories, or making decisions based on faulty logic. So the next time you see a viral post making a big claim, pause and ask yourself, who created this? What's their source? Is there bias or an agenda behind it? Encouraging students to ask these same questions fosters a generation of critical thinkers, not just passive consumers. Evaluation skill is also connected with professional growth and decision-making. Teaching is a constantly evolving profession. New technologies, new policies, new educational trends, it's a non-stop cycle of change. But how do you know which innovations are worth adopting and which are just passing trends? That's where evaluation skills help teachers grow professionally. By analyzing teaching strategies, assessing student performance data, and reflecting on classroom experiences, educators can improve lesson plans, adapt to new educational tools more effectively, make better professional choices that lead to long-term career growth. A teacher who evaluates their own practice is a teacher who keeps evolving.
Evaluation skill also concerns social and civic engagement, thinking before acting. In today's world, being socially and politically engaged is more important than ever. Whether it's climate change, education reform, or human rights, many educators feel passionate about making a difference. But here's the challenge: we live in a time of polarized opinions and misinformation. The ability to critically evaluate political claims, news stories, and social media messages allows you to separate fact from political spin, make informed decisions on social issues, advocate for causes with confidence and accuracy. Being informed and critically aware is the key to meaningful activism, and it's something we should pass on to our students as well. Evaluation skills are also strengthening relationships through better understanding. Now, you might be wondering, what does evaluation have to do with personal relationships? Actually, quite a lot. Think about misunderstandings. They often happen when we assume we know what someone means without really listening, jump to conclusions without evaluating the context, react emotionally instead of thinking critically. When you develop strong evaluation skills, you start approaching conversations differently. You ask more thoughtful questions. You listen actively before forming opinions. You analyze situations with more patience and perspective. This makes you not only a better communicator, but also a more empathetic and insightful educator, colleague, and friend.
So, let's do a quick reflection. How often do you stop and evaluate the information you consume? Are you actively questioning sources, or are you taking things at face value? Are you helping your students develop critical thinking, or are they just absorbing information passively? Are you applying evaluation to your professional growth, making informed decisions about your career and teaching methods? The more we engage with information critically, the more empowered we become, not just as teachers, but as leaders in a world that desperately needs informed, analytical thinkers.
The last of the reflective skills are two essential skills that can make or break your effectiveness as an educator: feedback and rapport. Now, let's be honest. How many times have you given or received feedback that didn't land well? Maybe your words were misinterpreted, maybe the response wasn't what you expected, or maybe it just felt awkward. And what about rapport? That natural connection with students, colleagues, and even superiors, how easy is it to build, especially in a world where so much of our communication happens online? For Gen Z teachers, who grew up in the digital world, communication has changed. You're used to texting, voice notes, emojis, and quick replies, but here's the challenge: digital interactions often lack tone, context, and emotional nuance. That's why mastering the art of giving feedback and building strong relationships is more crucial than ever. So, let's break it down. What is feedback and why does it matter? At its core, feedback is about growth. It's the process of giving and receiving insights, whether it's praise, constructive criticism, or simply guidance. Good feedback helps people improve their skills, strengthens team dynamics, encourages continuous learning. But not all feedback is created equal. The difference between helpful and harmful feedback often lies in how it's delivered. Have you ever received a vague "great job" or a blunt "this needs work"? Neither of those are particularly helpful. The key is specific, actionable, and supportive feedback, something that's especially vital in a teaching environment.
Now, let's talk about the other half of the equation, rapport. Rapport, the secret to meaningful connections. Have you ever met someone who made you feel instantly comfortable, understood, and valued? That's rapport. It's the ability to build trust, create a positive connection, and make communication effortless. For teachers, rapport isn't just a nice to have, it's essential. Students learn better from teachers they trust. Colleagues collaborate more effectively in environments of mutual respect. And leaders inspire more when they connect on a human level. But here's the challenge: how do you build rapport in a digital-first world? Gen Z teachers often rely on digital communication methods, emails, chats, social media, and video calls, which, while convenient, lack the natural warmth of face-to-face interaction. This means you need intentional strategies to foster relationships both online and in person.
How feedback and rapport can shape Gen Z teachers. 1. Digital communication, closing the gaps. If most of your communication happens online, you've probably experienced misunderstandings due to tone or lack of context. For example, imagine receiving a simple "we need to talk" message from your supervisor. Sounds ominous, right? But what if they meant something completely neutral? That's the risk of digital communication. It leaves too much room for interpretation. To bridge this gap, Gen Z teachers should focus on using clear and precise language, avoid vague statements. Adding context, a simple, "I have some feedback for you on today's lesson, let's chat after class," removes the anxiety from "we need to talk." Balancing directness with warmth, even in emails, tone matters. Mastering how to give constructive feedback digitally is key to avoiding unnecessary miscommunications. 2. Career growth, learning and evolving through feedback. Feedback isn't just about helping others improve, it's also about being open to receiving it yourself. Teachers who embrace feedback as part of continuous learning thrive in their careers. It helps you identify your strengths and areas for growth, improve lesson delivery and student engagement, adapt to new teaching methodologies and technologies. Instead of seeing feedback as criticism, try reframing it as a roadmap for growth. The best teachers aren't the ones who have all the answers, but the ones who are always willing to learn.
3. Team collaboration, creating supportive work environments. A school is more than just classrooms, it's a team. And like any team, communication and collaboration determine success. Good feedback and strong rapport within teams lead to higher job satisfaction, more innovative problem solving, a positive and supportive school culture. Ever worked in a school where staff members genuinely support one another? That's what happens when teachers prioritize relationship building and create a space where feedback is welcomed, not feared. 4. Leadership, the foundation of influence. You don't need a leadership title to be a leader. Leadership is about influence, guidance, and support. And two of the most crucial leadership skills: giving clear, empathetic feedback and building strong relationships. Teachers who aspire to leadership roles need to learn how to deliver feedback that motivates rather than discourages, build trust with colleagues, students, and administrators, navigate different personalities and communication styles. A great leader isn't just someone with authority, it's someone who people trust, respect, and feel comfortable learning from. 5. Personal relationships, communication beyond the classroom. Here's the truth: how you communicate at work affects how you communicate in life. Ever struggled to give constructive feedback to a friend without sounding too harsh? Ever found it difficult to express appreciation without it feeling generic? Ever wished you could connect more deeply in your personal relationships? These are all tied to feedback and rapport. When you actively listen, communicate clearly, and invest in building trust, your relationships, both professional and personal, become stronger, healthier, and more fulfilling.
So, here's something to think about. How do you currently give feedback? Are you clear, constructive, and supportive, or do you sometimes struggle to get your point across? Do you invest in building rapport, or do most of your interactions stay at a surface level? Are you using your digital communication skills to enhance relationships, or are they creating misunderstandings? Feedback and rapport aren't just nice skills to have, they are the foundation of every great relationship, whether it's with students, colleagues, or friends. That's it for today's episode of Teaching Gen Z, The Essential Guide. If you found this useful, share it with a fellow educator, and be sure to join us for the next chapter. Until then, keep the feedback constructive, the connection strong, and the conversations meaningful. See you next time.